This is an essay called You in the First and Third Person. Who are you? When I ask you that question, most of you will probably come up with descriptions that other people would use to identify you. I'm a musician. I'm a father. I have achieved. I have failed at, dot, dot, dot. I go to school, dot, dot, dot. You are describing yourself from a third person point of view, from the outside of yourself looking back at a distance. This is one kind of identity. What you think you seem like to the outside world. In other words, your avatar's identity. Very few of you would say, I am a smattering of tingling and temperature sensations punctuated by moments of pain and pleasure. I am a series of fleeting mental images, and some unknown aspect of myself is able to peer out two light-sensitive ovals in the front of the proprioceptive area I call my face, or anything like that. And yet these would be far more accurate descriptions of who you actually are, what it is actually like to be you. Being ourselves is not about curating an exterior identity for the benefit of the outside world. It is an intimate sensory psychological experience that is fully continuous and constantly changing. It is much more like a flowing river of flesh sensation than list of names, deeds, or even psychological states we inhabit. It is an indescribable infinity of feelings and experiences. If we don't tend to these experiences from the inside out, they will eventually overrun us, and we will cease to exist in any meaningful way other than a chaotic, swirling, dark interior to a hollow avatar wearing a demented smile, a mask with no eyes peering out. I am convinced that somewhere along the line, adults taught us that we really only matter in the third person. Whenever children, for example, behave well at the dinner table, even though they want to throw their food and squirm in their seat, they are simply creating a third-person version of themselves that would be more pleasing to the grown-ups at the expense of their own happiness and pleasure. Oftentimes for children, and adults too, I suspect, being bad in the eyes of others boils down to failing to present a pleasant enough false avatar to the more powerful people in the room at any given moment. When we stub our toe and don't scream in order not to frighten the other people in the room, we are stifling ourselves to create the best third-person experience of ourselves at the expense of the physical suffering of the first-person version within, the one we actually are. Some might think that this is a good thing, even altruistic. Being willing to suffer in order to relieve the suffering of someone else is the foundation of any decent community or society. But true altruism is not about creating an image of goodness that others can appreciate. It is actually about letting go of any image of the self or selfishness altogether in order to pursue a first-person felt sense of virtue or empathetic joy in the helping of others. True altruists don't think about how they will look from a third-person perspective, only what kind of person the first-person version of themselves wants to be. I'm reminded of the story, The Picture of Dorian Gray, in which a man makes a deal with an evil power that allows him to never age, while a portrait of himself he keeps locked away ages in his place until it is an ancient, twisted monstrosity. As we protect and varnish a vainglorious image of ourselves that others can enjoy and respect and admire, our actual self, the self we experience from a first-person perspective, becomes twisted into an unrecognizable, withered husk of a being. But there is a softer, more pragmatic point I want to make. I believe that one path to happiness may entail making decisions based on what is best for the first person version of you, the one you are forced to exist as, the one whose every ache and pain and remorse you must live with. The third person version of you, the one your parents and friends see, should not be worked with directly. That person should develop directly out of a rich inner life built on prioritizing experience over projection. If we spend our time stylizing a third-person avatar while neglecting the pursuit of experiential happiness, the only kind of true happiness, then the world will never know us and we will be truly alone. If we focus on beautifying our inner experience, then the person we will eventually become will likely be a person others want to be with. More importantly, we may finally and miraculously want to be with ourselves.